This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Healthcare providers around the country are grappling with a shortage of nurses, and it could get worse. A recent survey found that nearly a third of nurses are likely to leave the profession because of the hardships of the pandemic. To address the shortage, the healthcare industry is trying to recruit more people to become nurses, who make, on average, a little more than $70,000 a year. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval looks at one university program in Houston, Texas.
In a brightly lit room staged to look like somebody's living room, nursing student Mawada Muhammad takes the blood pressure of a patient named Freddie.
So I'm going to go ahead and place this cuff right on your left arm here.
Freddie's a mannequin. But he's no dummy. Freddie can talk, breathe, blink, sweat, and has a pulse. Today, he's dealing with a new colostomy pouch. It's attached to the digestive tract outside of stomach to collect poop.
So how are you feeling today? I see that you have a new colostomy placed. And how are you feeling about it?
He responds. Well, actually, it's a faculty member using a microphone who's observing from a control room.
How am I supposed to live with this thing?
This simulation of a home health visit may give off the vibes of a high school theater production, but it's a crucial part of nursing education. It gives students as real-life experience as possible before they enter their hard-to-find clinical rotations, which require overworked nurses to allow students to shadow them at work.
Training the students, giving them experiences in a safe environment, is what simulation is about.
Catherine Tart is founding dean of the Andy and Barbara Gessner College of Nursing. We're at this new University of Houston facility, which opened in 2019. The school has an entire hospital wing filled with mannequins like Freddie, and it's ramping up capacity.
The space was designed for 240 students, and right now we are right at 80. So we're growing.
Growing because of university funding, donations, and private gifts that helped build the new facility, fund scholarships, and endowed professorships. Serena Bumpus, CEO of the Texas Nurses Association, says creating new slots for students is critical because...
In Texas, on average, we turn away about 20,000 qualified applicants a year from our nursing schools because we don't have enough clinical faculty and we don't have enough clinical space to train them.
Hoping to become part of the solution is nurse and University of Houston student Ryan Moore. He's pursuing his master's of science in nursing to become an educator.
My passion is really for community college because that's where I started.
As a first-generation college student, he says it was his professors who encouraged him to get his associate's, bachelor's, and now master's.
If I can help to inspire others and encourage them, even if they come from difficult circumstances like I did, then I really am excited about that opportunity.
But Moore is among a diminishing group of students interested in nursing education. Enrollment in nursing master's and PhD programs nationwide is declining, meaning fewer nurses are trying to become educators. That's why Bumpus advocates for more government funding so nurses can get advanced degrees. The Texas legislature recently passed a bill that helps would-be nursing faculty with their student loans. Bumpus also says more should be done to improve faculty pay.
Faculty do not get paid as much as a nurse in practice.
Bumpus says another way to bolster the nursing pipeline is through the creation of more scholarships and financial aid opportunities, which has helped nursing student Mawada Muhammad, who came to the U.S. from Egypt as a kid.
And I always knew, like, I want to be a doctor. I'm in America. I want to be a doctor. But then as I grew, my dad, he actually had a heart attack.
It was her dad's nurse who Muhammad saw most.
She was always there. She always helped my dad. And, like, I saw that one-to-one connection that a doctor wouldn't really have. And it just kind of just drew me into nursing.
Muhammad will be the first healthcare worker in her family. She receives thousands of dollars in scholarships from a foundation connected to the University of Houston.
I'm very lucky to have worked during this program. And I don't think I would be able to do that without this scholarship, honestly.
Many students like her are drawn to the profession because of their desire to help others, but not everyone can afford it. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.